So today we are very fortunate that we are having Her Grace Savitri Mataji to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mataji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Always to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable association to all of us. Now you can take over the call. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Today I had trouble to join. The access code number was not working. Later I got the connection.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Sometimes it happens. Hare Krishna.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay. Hare Krishna, everyone. Please accept my humble Amrita Madhya Lila. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Om Ajnana Tumira Andhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Amayam Dadati Swam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnatam Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savana Sahitam Shri Krishna
Mataji, some of the words we are not hearing. So, I don't know what's
that. Hare Krishna. Oh, I'm just chanting the Mangala Charanam.
Yeah.
Are you hearing?
Yeah, I hear now. Sometimes some of the words I don't hear. So, I don't know what, maybe something, I don't know what
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's continue. I don't know what to do now.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashobhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sivya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. We are starting from the text number 60. Triveni uparo prabhuro basha gharo sthano Dui bhai basha koilo prabhu shannidhano Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected his residence beside the confluence of the Ganges and the Yamuna, a place called Trivani. The two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sri Ballabha, selected their residence near the Lords. So in this section we are hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in now Prayag, and two brothers, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Ballabha or Anupam, are also there. They are now, all of them are now living in Trivani, Prayag. Now, 61, Shei Kale, Ballabha Bhatta Rahe Arailo Grami, Mahaprabhu Aila Shuni, Ailo Tarosthani. At that time, Sri Ballabha Bhatta was staying at Arailo Gram. And when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, he went to his place to see him. Now, very wonderful thing we are now going to understand. This Ballabha Bhatta means Ballabhacharya met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag first time. And from him, one sub-tradition within Rudra Sampradaya, he started, that is known as Pushti Marga or Ballabhacharya Sampradaya. Purport. Ballabha Bhatta was a great learned scholar of Vaishnavism. In the beginning, he was very much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but since he thought that he could not receive respect, proper respect from him, he later joined the Vishnu Swami sect and became the Acharya of that sect. His sect is celebrated as the Ballabhacharya Sampradaya. This Sampradaya has had great influence in Vrindavan near Gokul and in Bombay. Ballabha Bhatta wrote many books, including a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam called Subodhini Tika, and notes on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of Anubhashya. He also wrote a combination of 16 short works called Shodosha Grantha. The village where he was staying, Arailo Grama or Adeli Grama, was near the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Yamuna on the other side of the Yamuna from Prayag. About 1 mile from the river, a temple of Lord Vishnu there still belongs to the Ballabha Sampradaya. Ballabha Bhatta was originally from the place in southern India called Trailanga. There is a railway station there called Niradabhalu. 16 miles from the station is a village called Kankadabada or Kankurapadu. A learned Brahmana called Lakshmana Dikshita used to live there, and Ballabha Bhatta was his son. There are 5 sections of the Brahmana community of Andhra Pradesh, known as Billa Natti, Biga Natti, Muruki Natti, Telugu Natti, and Kashala Natti. Out of these 5 Brahminical communities, Ballabhacharya took his birth in the community of Bellanati in the year 1400 Shakabda era, AD 1478. According to some people, Ballabha Bhattacharya's father took sannyasa before Ballabha's birth, and he returned home to take Ballabhacharya as his son. According to the opinion of others, Ballabhacharya was born in 14 Shakabda era, on the Ekadashi day of the dark moon in the month of Chaitra, and he took his birth in a Brahmana family surnamed Khambam Pattibaru. According to this account, his father's name was Lakshmana Bhatta Dikshita, and he was born in Champakaranya. In someone else's opinion, Ballabhacharya, actually his name is also Ballabha Bhattacharya. Ballabhacharya appeared near the village named Champajhara Grama, which is near a railway station named Rajima in Madhya Pradesh. After studying for 11 years at Varanasi, Ballabhacharya returned home. On his return, he heard that his father had departed from the material world. Keeping his brother and mother at home, he went to the banks of the river Tungabhadra, to a village called Vidyanagara, where he enlightened Krishnadeva, the grandson of King Bukaraja. After that, he traveled throughout India thrice on trip, lasting 6 years each. Thus, he passed 18 years and became victorious in his discussions of revealed scripture. When he was 30 years old, he married Mahalakshmi, who belonged to the same Brahmana community as his. Near Govardhan Hill, he established a deity in the valley. Finally, he came to Araila, which is on the other side of the Yamuna from Prayaga. Ballabhacharya had two sons, Gopinath and Vitaleshwara, and in his old age, he accepted the renounced order in 1452, Shakabda era, AD 1530. He passed away from the material world at Varanasi. His book known as Shodasha Grantha and his commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra Anubhashya and Srimad Bhagavatam Subodhini are very famous. He wrote many other books besides. So Srila Prabhupada has given detailed information about Sri Ballabhacharya. He is still very famous in India. And mostly in Vrindavan, near Gokul, and in Bombay, in Gujarat, many other parts, his influence is still there. Many, many devotees, they follow that Pushti Marga. So, Ballabhacharya, when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Prayag, so he went to his place to see him. So as Srila Prabhupada says, in the beginning he was very much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually later we'll understand Gadadhar Pandit had initiated Ballabhacharya. So Ballabhacharya was initiated within this sampradaya, Madhva Gauriya Brahma sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Gauriya sampradaya. I just said, in an opposite way. Brahma Madhva Gauriya sampradaya. He was initiated in this sampradaya by Gadadhar Pandit, one of the members of Panchatattva. But later, he gave up the relationship with this sampradaya, and he joined another sampradaya, that is Rudra sampradaya, Vishnu Swami sampradaya. And the reason he didn't have any connection, that he thought that he could not receive proper respect from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now we are going to hear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was very pleased to see Ballabhacharya and embraced him. And he heard so many nice verses from Ballabhacharya also. So we are going to hear a lot now about the loving transactions between Balavacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How wonderfully Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on Sri Balavacharya. So 62, Teho Dandavat Koilo Prabhu Koila Alingano Dui Jane Krishna Katha Hoilo Katakhano Balva Bhattacharya offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his obeisances, and the Lord embraced him. After that, they discussed topics about Krishna for some time. So since very beginning, Vallabha Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had very beautiful relationship, sweet relationship. Mahaprabhu embraced him and they discussed about Krishna. We are also learning here that Mahaprabhu always did the two things, chanting, dancing in Sankirtan, and other thing is discussing about Krishna, discussing about the topics of Krishna with the devotees. These two processes are most prominent processes in this age of Kali to attain the success in human life, attain the goal of life. Whenever we read any Shastra, immediately we can remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do that. And chanting. Chanting immediately reminds us about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this chanting process given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the next. Sorry, why it is not going? The next. Let's see. Why my computer is not working? Yeah, it is working now. 63. Krishna kathaya prabhuro maha premo utholilo bhattero sankochi prabhu sambarano koilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very great ecstatic love when they began discussing Krishna. But the Lord checked his feelings because he felt shy before Vallabha Bhatta. So, as we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he would speak or hear about Krishna, he would feel great ecstatic love for Krishna. So, hearing is very powerful process amongst the nine devotional processes. Hearing is the foremost. Actually, by hearing Krishna, we can remember Krishna very easily, very easily. So hearing, chanting and remembering should go on simultaneously. When we hear nicely, we also can speak about Krishna nicely. And of course, we can remember also Krishna very nicely. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that by his action, by his leela. So we have to just follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints. But he checked his feeling because he felt shy before Vallabha Bhatta. So time to time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do that, checking his emotions, not to exhibit his emotions before anyone and everyone. 64. Antare garo garo premo nahe sambarano dekhi chamatkaro hoilo Vallabha Bhattero mono Vallabha Bhattero mono. Although the Lord restrained himself externally, ecstatic love raised within, there was no checking that. Vallabha Bhatta was astonished to detect this. Vallabha Bhatta was a great devotee also, great Vaishnava, very scholarly Vaishnava. So he understood the symptoms of love of Godhead. In the Adi Leela, chapter 7, we heard about the symptoms of ecstatic love of Godhead from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the love is the flood of love within the heart. So the it creates so many different types of emotions. And so these emotions may not be checked all the time. So Vallabha Bhatta understood the ecstatic love that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing. So he was very much astonished by seeing the love of Godhead, the symptoms of love of Godhead. Very elevated devotee or very advanced devotee can detect that, no doubt about it. To understand the pure heart of a pure Vaishnava, we have to be also pure Vaishnava. We have to be also pure-hearted Vaishnava. If we are pure-hearted Vaishnavas, then we can understand other pure-hearted Vaishnavas. Or we can also experience the love for Krishna the Vaishnavas have. We can detect that. 65. Tabe Bhatto Mahaprabhu re nimantrana koila Mahaprabhu dui bhai tahare milaila. Thereafter, Vallabha Bhatta invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and the Lord introduced the brothers Rupa and Vallabha to him. Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabha also were there. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced them to Sri Vallabhacharya or Sri Vallabha Bhatta. 66. Dui bhai duro hoite bhumite porila poriya bhatte dandavata koila oti dino hoya. From a distance, the brothers Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabha fell on the ground and offered obeisances to Vallabha Bhatta with great humility. Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabha, they are also very exalted pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately they paid their obeisances, offered their respects to Vallabha Bhatta. And this is common etiquette of any Vaishnava, to be respectful before another Vaishnava. 67. Bhatta milivare jayo duhe palayo dure aspriśya pamaro mui na chuyo more. When Vallabha Bhattacharya walked toward them, they ran away to a more distant place. Rupa Goswami said, I am untouchable and most sinful. Please do not touch me. As we know, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami and Anupam or Sri Vallabha, they were all working under a Muslim government. They had all different names, Muslim names. Rupa Goswami was Dabir Khas, Sakar Mallik. And Sanatan was Sakar Mallik. Confusing. Anyway, three brothers' names were Dabir Khas, Sakar Mallik and Anupam Mallik. So they had this idea feeling that they were fallen, not following proper etiquettes of Vaishnavism. And they recognized Sri Vallabha Bhattacharya or Vallabha Bhatta was a very exalted Vaishnava. So they said, out of humility, do not touch us. We are untouchables. 68. Bhattero Vishmayo Hilo Prabhuro Harshamano Bhattere Kohila Prabhu Taro Vivarano. Vallabha Bhattacharya was very much surprised at this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, was very pleased, and he therefore spoke to him this description of Rupa Goswami. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy by seeing genuine humility, genuine humbleness. The more a person is advanced in bhakti, he becomes more and more humble. More and more humble and meek. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told about Sri Rupa Goswami to Vallabha Bhatta. 69. Iho na sposhiyo iho jatiyoti hino vaidika jagiko tumi kulino pravina. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't touch him. For he belongs to a very low caste. You are a follower of Vedic principles and are a well-experienced performer of many sacrifices. You also belong to the aristocracy. Purport. Generally, Brahmanas are puffed up with false prestige because they belong to the aristocracy and perform many Vedic sacrifices. In South India especially, this fastidious position is most prominent. At any rate, this was the case 500 years ago. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually started a revolution against this Brahminical system by inaugurating the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. By this chanting, one can be delivered regardless of caste, creed, color, or social position. Whoever chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is immediately purified due to the transcendental position of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here hinting to Vallabha Bhattacharya that an exalted Brahmana who makes sacrifices and follows Vedic principles should not neglect a person who is engaged in devotional service by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here hinting to Vallabha Bhattacharya that an exalted Brahmana who makes sacrifices and follows Vedic principles should not neglect a person who is engaged in devotional service by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Actually, Rupa Goswami did not belong to a lower caste. He was from a highly aristocratic Brahmana family, but due to his association with the Muslim Nawab, he was considered fallen and was excommunicated from Brahmana society. However, due to his advanced devotional service, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as a Goswami. Vallabha Bhattacharya knew all this. One who is a devotee is above caste and creed, yet Vallabha Bhattacharya felt himself prestigious. The present head of the Vallabha Bhattacharya Sampradaya of Bombay is named Dikshita Maharaja. He is very friendly to our movement, and whenever we meet him, this learned Brahmana scholar highly praises the activities of the Hare Krishna movement. He is a life member of our society, and although he is a learned scholar in the Brahminical caste tradition, he accepts our society and considers his members bona fide devotees of Lord Vishnu. Bona fide devotees of Lord Vishnu. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't touch him, for he belongs to a very low caste. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Paramatma, Antaryami. He knows everyone's heart, feelings. So, in order to teach, actually, Sri Vallabha Bhatta or Vallabha Bhattacharya, he said, because he was also feeling great by being Brahmana. For Atma, any class, creed, caste has no value. Atma is totally spiritual and transcendental, beyond any designation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already said, Naham Vipra Nacha Narapatir. He gave us his identification, means our identification, that I don't belong to a Brahmana. I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not a Vaishya, Shudra, Kshatriya, or Brahmachari, or Grihastha, Banprastha, and Sannyasi. Then who you are? I am Gopi Bhattur Padakamalayo Dasu Dasanu Das. This feeling, emotions must be awakened in us beyond any material designation. The reality of Atma. Atma is only a part and parcel and subordinate servant of Krishna. Only one identity, spiritual identity. So, being a Brahmana, if one is puffed up, that means he is still materially connected or attached to the mode, to the mode of goodness. Atma platform is beyond that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out that to Ballabha Bhattacharya or Ballabha Bhatta, saying that you are a follower of Vedic principles and you are well experienced performer of many sacrifices. Srila Prabhupada says that in South India still these kind of things are very prominent. Yes, very prominent. They feel so proud being Brahmana, being able to perform so many sacrifices. Yajnik Brahmana, and being able to chant so many mantras. They memorize so many big, big, you know, scriptures. It's a very good quality. Still, we have to go beyond that. And Hare Krishna Mahamantra very immediately brings us to that platform, pure platform. We can see ourselves as beyond any material designations. This pure chanting of holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is so powerful. Immediately, it brings us to the transcendental position of the devotional service, and we understand everything is superfluous to the Atma. External. Atma is only as a part and parcel of Krishna, as a servant of Krishna, is existing. The purpose of existence is this only. And when we understand, we come to the transcendental platform. So this is the point. And Srila Prabhupada also said that Rupa Goswami and the brothers, they were not they are not from any ordinary caste, but they were also from very highly aristocratic Brahmana caste. So in this way, we are understanding. Generally, the devotees of Sri Sampradaya, they are very much respectful to ISKCON devotees and ISKCON. This Hare Krishna Andolan means preaching program and the devotional service we perform in ISKCON, they appreciate so much. 70 Duharo Mukhe Nirantaro Krishna Namo Shuni Bhatto Kahe Prabhuro Kichu Ingito Bhungi Jani. Hearing the holy name constantly vibrated by the two brothers, Ballabha Bhattacharya could understand the hint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we know, Sri Ballabha Bhattacharya or Ballabha Bhatta was very exalted Vaishnava, very advanced Vaishnava. he could understand very easily that two brothers were chanting constantly the Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, anyone can remain in pure state of existence. So when he heard from them and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they were fallen and untouchables, he was surprised. And he was also aware of now the hint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some great lesson here to be learned. We are also learning to one thing, that to keep us always pure, we should go on chanting wherever we are. Do not waste the time. Always keep holy name on the tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Immediately we come in contact with Krishna. Krishna's holy name and Krishna are none different. In order to keep us always in pure state of existence, we should practice this process, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra constantly. So Rupa Goswami and Sri Ballabha or Anupam, they were chanting constantly, vibrating the holy name. 71, Duharo Mukhe Krishna Namo Koriache Koriche Nartano, Duharo Mukhe Krishna Namo Koriche Nartano, Ei Dui Adhomo Nahe Hoy Sarbottamo. Ballabha Bhattacharya said, since these two are constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna, how can they be untouchable? On the contrary, they are most exalted, sarvattama, the most exalted. Ballabha Bhattacharya's admission of the brother's exalted position should serve as a lesson to one who is falsely proud of his position as a brahmana. Sometimes so-called brahmanas do not recognize our European and American disciples as devotees or brahmanas. And some brahmanas are so proud that they do not allow them to enter temples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu herein gives a great lesson. Although Ballabha Bhattacharya was a great authority on Brahmanism and a learned scholar, he admitted that those who chant the Lord's holy name are bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and are therefore exalted. This is the main point we have to understand here. How to keep ourselves always pure and how to recognize ourselves, others also as pure. Vaishnava. Ballabha Bhattacharya was an exalted Vaishnava. He was a very scholarly Vaishnava. So he understood from the scriptures. In Srimad Bhagavatam also so many verses are there. We are going to hear one verse again about that. That whoever is chanting holy name of Lord Krishna, he is always pure. Means he cannot remain untouchable or fallen, although outwardly he may not be from a Brahmana family. Maybe he is from a dog eater's family, from a chandal's family. Still, if the person is able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should consider him the above Brahmana. Because of his position, glorious position of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra brings him to the transcendental platform. This is the direct process for us to come to the transcendental pure platform by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should not neglect chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in any situation. We should keep ourselves always pure, and we can remain in pure state of existence by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, means by accepting this process most seriously. And anyone and everyone can do it, anytime, every time, all the time, under any circumstance, we can do it. This is most powerful process. One can practice and get the result. So Ballabhacharya expressed his mind. Since these two are constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna, how can they be untouchable? They cannot remain untouchable. And that is the transformation we see in the lives of Jagayan Madhai. When they started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by taking full shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were completely transformed from being a very great sinner to a very exalted devotee. These two processes, taking full shelter of Panchatattva and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, can transform us completely. Provided we also want to be changed, provided we want to be transformed, anyone and everyone can be transformed. And our Parama Guru, founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, did not come from a Brahmana family, from an exalted Brahmana family. No, he belonged to Kaista family. They, Abhay Charan, they. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also did not come from a Brahmana family. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not come from Brahmana family. But they were all exalted Vaishnavas. They could change the whole world. And they have, Srila Prabhupada have changed so many fallen souls into exalted Vaishnavas. So Atma is different from the bodily designations. And chanting of holy name can bring us to that pure existence, pure state of existence, exalted position, transcendental position. So on the contrary, they are most exalted. So Vallabha Bhattacharya admitted that. The Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabha, his brother, were not fallen, were not untouchables, but they were most exalted, sarvottama. Then 72, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam appeared many, many times.
Ahavata svapachata gariyan yajjiva grevartate namatubhyam tepustapaste juhubu sasnuraria brahmanuchur namo grinanti ete ahavata.
How wonderful it is! Svapachaha, dog eaters. Ataha, then the initiated brahmana. Garyan, more glorious, yat of whom jihva agre, on the tongue, vartate, remains nama, the holy name, tuvyam, of you, my lord, te puhu, have performed tapah, austerity, te de, jihvuhu, have performed sacrifices, sasnuhu, have bathed in all holy places, aryaha, really belonging to the Aryan family, Brahma, all the Vedas, Anuchuhu, have studied Nama, the holy name, Pinanti, chant. Ye
who, te, they. Translation. Vallabha Bhattacharya then recited the following words. My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on the tongue becomes greater than an initiated Brahmana. Although he may be born in a family of Dhaviters and may therefore by material calculation be the lowest among men, he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He had already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas and he is actually an Aryan. This verse was quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 333.7. Mother Devahuti spoke this verse to his famous son, Lord Kapil Dev, who is the incarnation of Sri Krishna. So Ballabhacharya was very much scholarly, means he was very realized person, and he knew about the conclusions of all Vedic scriptures. So he quoted one famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This famous verse had appeared in this Chaitanya Charitamrita many times. So here we see the glories of the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It brings us totally the transcendental positions beyond anything. It's beyond the jurisdiction of material energy. Deity form of Krishna is also that, beyond the jurisdiction of material energy. Holy name also. Holy name is Krishna. It is the proof. By chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we become very quickly purified. In Vedas, two processes are there. Means one can go through step by step by performing austerities, yajna, so many dana studies of Vedas and study of scriptures, observing so many rules and regulations, rituals. We can go do that. It takes time. Another process is direct process. Very quick, immediate process. If we have full faith in chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and we accept full shelter of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if we are dedicated to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, immediately we become purified and we come to the transcendental platform. That is the point here being discussed. The my dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue, means keeping the holy name on the tongue means constantly vibrating the holy name. Means whenever there's to do something, do it again, start chanting yourself all the time. Actually in Bengali it is said, Hate karo kaj mukhe bolo hori. We can do it. Keep your hands working and on the tongue or on the lips, the holy name should be always there. At the same time, keep on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra while you are engaged in doing anything. This is a great science actually. How to remain always pure in all situations. If we keep the holy name always on our tongue, always on our tongues, then it is possible to keep ourselves always pure. And he says, becomes greater than an initiated Brahmana. To become a Brahmana means having Brahminical qualities. Having Brahminical qualities means Sama, Shama, Dhamma, Satya, Arya, Arjavam, Astikyam, Brahmacharyam. So many qualities are there mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. In 18th chapter, Sri Krishna said about Brahminical qualities, Brahma Karma Samadhina. So when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, means essence of being a Brahmana means able to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the essence of all scriptures. Ultimately, we have to come to this process, chanting of the holy name of Lord. As we know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the final verse also about that, Nama Sankirtanam. Nama Sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam, pranama dukkha samanas tam namami harim param. Srila Vyasadev said, Nama Sankirtanam makes everyone free from all sins. And by chanting holy name, we become purified. Nama Sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam. And by offering our obeisances before Lord, we become free from all miseries. So when Sri Vyasadeva wrote the final verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and after that, he never wrote anything else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this Hare Krishna Maha Sankirtan Andolan or movement, Hare Krishna movement, from that stage, Nama Sankirtanam. And essence of all instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam is this, chanting of holy name of Krishna. Essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is Navavida Bhakti. Nine kinds of devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. And topmost process is chanting. Tar moddhe sarvashrestho naam sankirtan. So essence of all instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam is chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chanting of holy name. So essence of any scripture is this, chanting. So that's why it is written like that. He becomes greater than an initiated Brahmana. An initiated Brahmana may not understand this point. The essence of the instructions of all scriptures is chanting. May not know it or may not be not so serious about chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But one always keeps holy name on the tongue. He is serious about chanting. So he is better. Better than an initiated Brahmana. Although he may be born in a family of dog eaters and may therefore be, by material calculation, be the lowest among men, he is still glorious because of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra makes us also very glorious because Krishna is most glorious person, most famous. When we keep Krishna on the tongues, we also become glorious. Means our lives become glorious, free from all sins. We achieve Atma's glories. Right now, glories of Atma is covered by material energy. We are differently situated in this material world. We are not properly situated in the spiritual body. Atma is spiritual. Atma is existing eternally without this material body, without any body. Means material body itself is the spiritual body, spiritual person. And Atma's glories are same as Krishna's glories. Means qualitatively we are same, but we are not experiencing this due to the
covering of material energy. So by constant chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can realize our true glories and we become glorious. Example is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had full 100% faith in chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He started this worldwide movement by chanting and expanding everything by chanting, by his full faith in chanting. And this movement is being sustained by chanting, Sankirtan. So this is the point. He is still glorious. It doesn't matter, the person was born in dog-eater's family or from a very low family. Still we have to consider that that person is glorious because he has accepted the chanting of holy name. This is wonderful. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. So this is the wonderful effect, result. Feeling inside thoroughly clean, pure. The pure feeling we can experience through chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Means the Atma's greatness we can realize. Atma, which is part and parcel of Krishna. We can realize that we are qualitatively one with Krishna. Our nature, Krishna's nature are same. We realize. And we develop pure love for Krishna. So in this way, chanting helps us. Very quickly, and it is the direct process. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. Because the essence of doing all those things is this, come to this platform ultimately. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Whether you do now or later, but it is the ultimate process. Ultimately you have to come. Means realizing this point, the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is everything. It gives us the result of performing all kinds of austerities. It gives us the result of doing great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. Whatever result we get out of that, we get all the results while chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is there. And more than that, immediately chanting connects us with Krishna. Immediately chanting brings us in the association of Krishna. And we realize that Krishna is omnipotent. He has the ability to keep us always in his association, provided we agree with that. By chanting, we realize these things. And we also can remember Krishna constantly. That is the ultimate also process, remembering Krishna. This remembrance is possible, constant remembrance possible by chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because forgetfulness of Krishna brought us over here and our miseries are due to this forgetfulness of Krishna. So we should not forget Krishna. How to remember Krishna all the time? By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Keeping Krishna's name on the tongue. That's the point. And we get all the results of performing austerities, sacrifices. He has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas and he's actually an Aryan. Aryan means who knows the value of spiritual knowledge. That person is known as Aryan. As we know in the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, Sri Krishna was chastising Arjuna, saying, Anarya, you are behaving like Anarya, non-Aryan. Because Aryan, they know the value of spiritual life, the value of the knowledge of Atma. They do not lament like Shudra. Shudras, they lament because they do not have the knowledge of Atma. Because Atma doesn't gain anything here, material. Atma cannot lose anything here, material. Atma remains aloof beyond any material gain and loss, beyond any material victory and defeat, insult or honor, honor or dishonor. Nothing can touch Atma. So Aryans, they know the value, importance of spiritual knowledge. So in this verse, we understand who is always chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, who is keeping the holy name on his tongue, he is actually an Aryan. He knows the importance of keeping holy name on the tongue or chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chanting of holy name of Krishna. Because we are not understanding fully about the importance of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are neglectful. Because we do not understand the result of chanting. Ultimate result is, this holy name will take us to the spiritual world. Back home, back to Godhead. So why not to accept it most seriously? So this is the point. Whereas we know, we love to go to the different places of pilgrimage. We love to go to take bath in the holy rivers. And also we love to study many scriptures, means many, departments of Vedas. But we can get all the results of studying all the Vedas by taking bath in all the holy places. We get all the results in one process, that is chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So if we have the full faith in this verse alone, then very easily we'll be able to go on chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The more and more we have to be enlightened by the scriptures. So that's why studying Srimad Bhagavatam, studying Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita are so, so important for us. The more we understand the value, importance, the more we progress. Means we become serious for practicing this chanting, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All right. So Ballabhacharya or Ballabha Bhattacharya has recited this verse in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and Sri Ballabha, his brother. And they were all very exalted and Mahapandit. So now they appreciated this verse spoken by Sri Ballabha Bhattacharya. All right. So thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. We have covered up to 72. All right. Thank you for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Krishna. Is there any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for enlightening us about the glories of the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So it's very important to remind each and every time how glorious path it is. So, and we are very fortunate that we know the glories, so we should follow it very sincerely. So, thank you so much, Mataji, for such a wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. It's very important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hearing. Rupa Goswami is hearing this point. Yeah, we are also hearing.
Hare Krishna, Madhubhaji.
Hare Krishna. Haripo Gaurangi.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions, actually, if time allows. Just quickly, Ballabhacharya is one personality, and Sri Rupa Goswami's brother Anupam well, we say Vallabha, right?
Yeah, his name is Sri Vallabha. Sri Vallabha. And Vallabhacharya is Vallabha Bhattacharya.
Okay. Sri Vallabha.
Two personalities. Yeah, two different personalities. Separate. Yeah.
Okay. And also, I didn't understand, or I missed the point when you were saying that he switched sampradayas. Why had he switched? And how did Lord Chaitanya feel about that?
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, Vallabhacharya Sampradaya within Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, that is Rudra Sampradaya, you know, originally we have four bona fide Sampradayas. One of them is known as Rudra Sampradaya. In that Rudra Sampradaya, one prominent Acharya's name is Vishnu Swami. And Vallabhacharya later joined that sampradaya and started his sub-tradition sampradaya. Sub-sampradaya. That is known as Vallabhacharya sampradaya. Or Pushti Marga. Within Rudra sampradaya. Originally, he was from Brahma Madhva Gauriya sampradaya. This our sampradaya. We are hearing in this section how Vallabhacharya or Vallabha Bhattacharya first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him while he paid his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and became very happy. Also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabha Bhattacharya, they had Krishna Katha, talk about Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that Vallabhacharya later thought that he was not properly respected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his scholarship. We are going to hear a lot about that. He was a very exalted Vaishnava and very learned Vaishnava. So he knew the scriptures very well. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning because he thought that he was not properly respected, honored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he left this sampradaya and joined Vishnu Swami Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya and started his own sub-sampradaya. But we know that Gadadhar Pandit actually was the spiritual master of Vallabhacharya or Vallabha Bhattacharya. He was initiated by Gadadhar Pandit, who is one of the members of Panchatattva, Gadadhar. Okay.
Yeah, so it just seems like a material reason, you know, for him to have switched. Yet he is known as an exalted Vaishnava. You know, for him to have switched because he wasn't honored for his scholarship, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll hear about that. Means one point is clear, that we have our little independence. Anytime, anywhere we can misuse or use, we can do this. So, the Lord even cannot force us. It is up to us.
How did Lord Chaitanya feel about this?
Well, we'll see later. I don't know, later, you know, those things are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, also, it seems like sometimes we hear that chanting is the highest, and other times we hear that hearing is the highest.
Okay. People saying that, I wanted to finish that, you know, the previous point. You know, in our movement also we see many exalted persons also leave this movement and, you know, go back to their own bad habits. So it is there, you know, being very exalted, having a very exalted position in the movement. Later we hear, right, that person left the movement and went to, you know, his own old life or bad habit. So this is the thing, okay, one thing. But, or may not change the lifestyle, but left the movement for some personal reason or so many things, many people. As we know, when Srila Prabhupada left the world, many, many exalted devotees in the in this movement also left ISKCON. So it is there. All right. So now, yes, about 9 kinds of devotional service there, hearing, chanting, and remembering. How come the hearing process is most or chanting? Yes, by hearing the glories of chanting, we start chanting. So hearing is important. Hearing important means to implement the knowledge into practice. That is the real meaning of hearing. And that is the real meaning.
Yeah.
Just like we also say to our children, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me what I'm saying? Like that. Means, are you taking inside what I'm saying? And are you going to do that, what I am saying? That is the real meaning of hearing.
Okay.
More we hear about the glories, the greatness of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, more we'll be able to implement, you know, that point in our chanting. We accept more and more.
Yeah. Okay, one final thing. One thing that has always kind of plagued me is that, you know, the qualities of a real Brahmana, as you were saying, real Brahmana is one who has understood the real purport of the Vedas, you know, which is, we say in our line, we say that's chanting.
Aryan. Yes, Brahmana, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, real Brahmana, not somebody who is Brahmana by birth, which is not actual proper way of defining Brahmana. But so, in other words, it's not by being born in a Brahmana family that you're Brahmana, is by understanding the real objective, right, of the Vedas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the quality of a Brahmana. And then
yeah.
The quality of a sannyasi is that, you know, the prominent quality is that he's a renunciate who uses everything in Krishna's service because he understands that everything belongs to Krishna. So a sannyasi has this quality. So my question is, these qualities of both the sannyasi and the brahmana, they are qualities of the pure soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, because they are the qualities of the pure soul, then... Wait, one second. What? No, I didn't make a point with that. Okay, you're not accepting now. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm sorry. So since these are also qualities of the soul, why are these two parts of Varnashram considered material designation only?
You know, yes.
These spiritual qualities, so why are they called material?
Yes. When you understand we are Atma, then we start understanding that our nature is exactly like Krishna's nature.
I'm sorry.
Is Krishna a Brahmana? Is Krishna a Brahmana? Then I'm also Brahmana. We start relating with Krishna. When you understand you are Atma, part and parcel of Krishna, then you start relating with Krishna, qualitatively one with Krishna. Is Krishna a Brahmana? No. So I am also not Brahmana. Is Krishna a sannyasi? No. Then I am not a sannyasi. If Krishna is Vaishya? No. I am not a Vaishya. Whatever Krishna is, I am that is. So this is beyond even. What happens? Being a Brahmana also we become puffed up. I am a Brahmana. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. I am a Brahmana. Many times a Brahmana also show this kind of false things. Sannyasis also. Because sannyasis are always honored by everyone. So a sannyasi may think, these are all may think, I'm really very exalted, so everybody is worshipping me. But stop seeing that I'm an Atma, everyone is Atma. I have to pay my obeisances back to them. Actually, sannyasi, when he receives the honor from others in the form of obeisances, he also mentally pays obeisances to the person because he is now able to see only Atma, not the body. If I am the pure soul, pure Atma, so the other person is also pure soul, pure Atma, although the person is paying obeisances to me, I have to also pay obeisances to that person. Actually, Bhagavatam says that a pure Vaishnava pays obeisances to the animals also. All the dogs and cats are also, you know, also fit for having our obeisances in the form of Atma. As Atma means mentally, internally, a sadhu always pays obeisances to others. So when you see Atma, we go beyond any designation. We act on the Brahman platform, on the platform of soul. And they relate everything with Krishna. Whatever Krishna, that is me. Same, qualitatively, we are same. This is one way to understand. Another way to understand that...
Let me get this first way. This first way to understand is that... To understand that sannyas is different from Atma is that... the sannyas, he will not necessarily pay his obeisances to those of a different ashram, or whereas, you know, Atma recognizes everybody to be on the Brahman, you know, to be Brahman. I don't know if I'm getting the...
Yeah, means he is respectful to everyone as well. So he is not puffed up. On the level of Atma, you are always humble. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorupi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. On the level of Atma, we are always humble. So there would not be any false, you know, sense of entitlement. Entitlement or prestige kind of thing. I'm a Brahmana, I'm a sannyasi. It won't be there. Although the body is situated in those varna and ashrama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one difference is that this, you know, a person who is situated in his Atma identity, he won't see some people are higher, some people are lower. Whereas a sannyasi, you know, I guess if he's not completely pure, he will see people in those higher and lower terms.
Yeah, anyone. Pandita Samadarshina. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. That is Bhagavad Gita. we learned from that, right? That Bhagavad Gita verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, Brahmani Gavi Hastini, Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha, Pandita Samak Darshina.
Yeah.
So Samadarshana is possible on the level of Atma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess it's a similar thing for the for the person who is Brahmana.
Yes.
Yeah. He won't see himself as.
Yeah. As we are hearing that Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabha were so humble because they're on the platform of Atma, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, or Trinadopi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna. It happens automatically when one is situated in the spiritual body on the platform of Atma. He is ready to honor, give honor to everyone and never hankering, you know, respect from others. Means they know very well the equal vision is there.
Mm-hmm. Whereas mm-hmm. that might not be true for somebody who is a sannyasi or a brahmana.
Might not be true means if we forget about that and become attached to the designations. I'm a king, I'm a brahmana, I'm a sannyasi. That kind of feeling is impediment, is also impediment for coming to the pure platform.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is there anything else?
Hare Krishna
Mataji. So, can I end the class now?
Hare Krishna Mataji, we can continue.
Yeah, okay. Mancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhuvayeva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namo. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji ki jai.
All the Vaishnavis ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Bye.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.